Okay, let's talk about the things students can do to increase their brain power. Has anyone got any ideas?
Yes, I have a couple of ideas that I think would be good. I think students should read more books and newspapers if they want to increase their brain power.
Hang on, let me make a list of our ideas. Read more books and newspapers. Okay, anything else?
I think they should play a game called Sudoku.
How do you spell that?
It's spelt S-U-D-O-K-U, Sudoku. I've recently read a good book written by Dr. Tony Black. He recommends Sudoku and chess to the reader. Dr. Black thinks that we should play chess or do Sudoku every day to exercise our brains.
Let me note that down. We can play chess or do Sudoku to exercise our brains.
And I've got another suggestion. Don't enter your friends' mobile phone numbers into your mobile phone.
Don't enter the phone numbers?
Yes. Try to remember your friends' phone numbers by heart. Now that will really make your brain work.
That will make my brain collapse.
I think Jason's suggestion is quite good. Before I bought my mobile phone, I used to be able to remember all my friends' phone numbers. But I've become lazy. I think Jason has a good point.
I can't even remember my own phone number.
Anyway, I'll put Jason's suggestion down. Try to remember your friends' phone numbers by heart. Okay, anything else?
I think we should stay calm and happy. Our brains function more effectively if we're calm.
That's true. If we're calm, we can think more effectively.
Okay, making jokes is another way to increase our brain power.
How so?
You have to think creatively in order to make people laugh.
That's true. Jason has a great sense of humour, so he's a smart boy. Just let me note down Jason's suggestion. Making jokes is another way to increase brain power.
I can't think of anything else now, but I remember that there was an article in the Hong Kong Post last week, where people wrote in to say how they had improved their brain power. Perhaps we can get some ideas from that article.
Do you have the article at home?
I think so. I'll look for it tonight. I'm sure we can get some other ideas and tips from the article.
Good. I think we have enough ideas on how to increase our brain power. Perhaps we could now take a few minutes to talk about the details of the mind training workshop.
Have we decided on the date yet?
Yes. The workshop is scheduled for Saturday, the 21st of March.
Where will it be held? At the school hall, I suppose.
Yep, at the school hall.
You said earlier that Dr. Tony Black and Dr. Susan Green will both speak at the workshop. So we'll have two speakers.
That's right.
When will the workshop start? Will it be a full day event?
Yes, it'll be a full day event. The workshop will start at 8 in the morning and will end at 6 p.m.
So, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
What should students do if they want to join the workshop?
They can sign up for the workshop at the school office. When is the deadline for registration?
Deadline?
I think the deadline is the 13th of March.
The 30th of March?
No, the 13th of March. 1-3. Actually, what is the aim of the workshop? I mean, what can students learn from it?
Students can learn many things from the workshop. For example, they can learn how to solve problems quickly.
I guess if we know how to use our brains more effectively, we can think of solutions to a problem more quickly.
That makes sense.
Another thing students will learn is how to think creatively. The workshop will teach students how to look at one thing from different perspectives. In other words, they will learn how to think outside of the box.
Students can also learn how to study effectively and how to focus on a task from taking part in the workshop.
Hang on, just let me write that down. How to study effectively and how to... Sorry, can you say that last bit again, Greg?
Sure. How to focus on a task.
That's one of the areas I'm weak in, focusing on a task. I get distracted very easily.
Then you will surely benefit from the workshop.
You bet.
Oh, I almost forgot. We need to send a reply to a student named Michael Cheung. I received an email from him last week. Apparently, he wasn't too happy with the workshop, Effective Learning Skills.
Oh, the one we organised on the 25th of February?
Yes, Greg.
I thought the workshop was well received.
Yes, it was. We had very positive feedback from our participants.
That's odd. Anyway, he asked if he could get a refund of the fee.
No way!
No, no refund. The workshop was great. I don't understand why he complained about it. I mean, I was there. It was a fantastic workshop.
Don't worry, Jason. Just forward his email to me and I'll send him a reply.
Okay, Emily. I'll do that. Well, I guess that's all for today. Thanks for coming, guys.
That is the end of the listening component of this test. You will have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete the written tasks in either Part B1 or Part B2. An announcement will be made when time is up.